Yes! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to look and work on some ending blends, but before we do, you know I got to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn. Which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's begin. Find your pencil. Write your name at the top of your paper. I'll write my name. You write your name. And then you can put your pencil down because you know we are going to do some coloring first. So if you look at the top of our picture, I'm going to point out an object to you that ends with a certain ending blend. And I want to see if you can hear it. The word is pond. Can you hear the two sounds that end the word pond? It's the last two sounds, pond. Yes, it's N-D. Pond, N-D, pond. So let's color the water in the pond. It's down at the very bottom of your, kind of the picture part of your page. Let's color the water, obviously blue, some kind of blue. I know water's clear, but for this, we're going to color it blue. So pond has the ending blend of N-D, N-D, pond, pond. And you won't start a word with N-D. It won't work. I mean, it's hard for me to even say it on here to you. So it's hard to start a word. You can't start a word with N-D, but you can end a word. For example, the word end itself has an N-D ending blend. End, pond. Okay, I've got blue water, and then there's two plants on either side of the pond, and we're going to call those cattails, because guess what? They are. So let's color the leaves at the bottom green. There's two on each cattail on each side of the pond, and then the part at the top that kind of looks like a cat's tail, but sometimes could look like a hot dog, we're going to make that brown. Go ahead and make those brown. There are four of them, two on each side. All right, pond, end, bend, also has an N-D ending blend sound, has our N-D blending sound. So let's look for something else in our picture that also ends with that N-D blending sound. What about that bucket next to the pond? What's that filled up with, do you suppose? And don't say dirt. What about sand? That ends with N-D, sand. Let's color the sand inside the bucket brown. We just had our brown crayon, so find that again. Just color the sand brown. That ends with our N-D blending. And then let's color the bucket. Let's do red, some kind of red. I have my red violet, so I'm going to use that. Sand and pond and bend, end. All of these end with the same ending blend of N-D. If we took the S in sand and changed it to an L, what word would we have now? Land. Land ends with the N-D blending sound. Land. Okay, put down your red crayon. Let's look for another object in our picture with the N-D. Boys and girls, what about wand? There's a wand lying in the grass. Wand. It has our N-D. Yeah, it's a heart wand. Do you see it? Let's color the heart pink. And it's got a star on it. We can color that pink too. And then let's color the ribbons hanging off of it pink as well. And then let's make the stick purple. Why not? Let's make the stick purple. So wand ends the same way as pond and sand and bend and land. All of these have the ND ending sound. Okay, I'm going to show you one more. There's actually, you're not going to be able to see all of them. You'll see what I mean when I say it. Ready? Hand ends with the ND. Can you see on these kids in our picture, can you see all of their hand? No, can't see all of their hands. I need to put an S on that, hands. Because the boy has his behind his back, but the girls have theirs. Let's color, see the girl on the swing? Let's color her hands orange. You know what I mean. We'll make, like, if you have a peach crayon, go ahead and use your peach crayon. I do. I have a peach crayon. But if you don't, go ahead and use, like, orange or whatever. So we'll give her peach a hand. She's holding onto the swing. So get her fingers and her hand. And then the girl that's singing, let's give her brown hands. Let's make her skin a pretty brown color. Hand ends the same way as land, pond, sand, bend, end. They all have the ND. All right, let's move on. Let's try a new ending blend. So we just colored the hands of the girls. That's it. We didn't color their outfits or their hair or anything. Okay, we're going to move on. So if I said to you, hey, there's two butterflies in our picture, and I see a wing on one of them. I can see one wing going next to the girl, and then I can see another wing next to the swing. Wing. That does not end with our ND. It ends with our N. A G, wing, you can hear it. All right, so see the big butterfly next to the girl singing? Let's color that butterfly purple. Just go ahead and color the whole thing purple. The wing has an N-G ending blend at the end of the word, wing, N-G. Okay, and then let's color the little butterfly over there by the girl on the swing. Let's color that one. Red. Let's color that butterfly red. So wing ends with a new blend that we're learning, N-G. And we're never going to start a word with N-G, people. It's not going to start our word with our N-G ending blend. Unless it's someone's name, because that's completely different. But in a picture in our picture here for our lesson, we're not going to start with an NG. Okay, ready? I have said swing to you a lot. Swing. That ends with our NG. So let's color the ropes of the swing brown. Let's color the ropes of the swing brown. Swing ends with our NG blend. Swing. Okay, so we've got, let's see, two brown ropes, and then we might as well color the seat. What should we color the seat? Yeah, let's go ahead and color it brown. We'll make it a wood. Wooden swing. Wooden swing. And do you see that the swing is hung from the tree? Hung is another word that ends with N-G, hung. All right, it is hung, or it will hang from the tree. Let's color the tree branch brown while we've got our brown crayon. Hang, hung, swing. All of these words end with that N-G ending blend. Okay, let's finish up this tree branch and let's color the leaves green. Go ahead and find your green crayon and color the leaves green. Okay. All righty then. I have another word for you in this picture that ends with our NG. I've said it a couple of times already because I've had to point it out to you, but what about sing? That has our NG, sing. It also rhymes with wing. So let's look at the boy who will sing. I don't know what he's doing at the pond, ready to sing. But let's color his shirt blue Any kind of blue will work for me. Don't color his tie. We'll save his tie. Go ahead and color his shirt blue. He will sing at the pond. He will sing for the butterfly with the wing. Okay, let's color his tie red. Color his tie red. Sing ends the same way as wing and swing. Hung, hang. All right, let's give him some brown pants. Like he's wearing khaki pants. Let's give him some brown pants. Okay. And then we'll move on to the girl who will sing by the swing, which is hung from a tree. All right, let's look at the girl who will sing. Let's give her a yellow dress. Give her a yellow dress, even the polka dots. We gave her nice brown hands. Now we'll give her a yellow dress. She will sing because sing ends the same way as swing and hang and hung. Okay, put down all your crayons and find your pencil. We are going to do a little bit of work at the bottom of our page. So let's look at number one. We are going to look for the words, or the pictures, I'm sorry, the pictures, that end the same way as pond. We're looking for the N-D ending blend. So listen for the N-D blend. All right, number one is, the first picture is sing. Does that end with N-D? Sing. No, skip it. What about her? She is going to send a letter. Does that end with our N-D? Send. Yes, circle that. She is going to send. That ends with N-D like pond. What about tank? No, that does not end with N-D. What about ring? No, that doesn't end with N-D. What about tent? No. What about hand? Yes, that ends with N-D. Okay, now we're going to go through and we're going to put a box around the ones that end with N-G, like swing and sing. So let's look at number one. We have sing. Yeah, draw a square around the boy that will sing. And then we have a circle around the girl that will send a letter. What about tank? Does that end with N-G, tank? No. What about ring? Yes. Draw a box around that or a square around that. What about tent? No. All right. So let's check these. You should have a box on number one. You should have a box or a square around sing. A circle around send a letter. A box around the ring. And a circle around the hand. Okay. Let's do number two. Let's read this word. It says lung. 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 We breathe with our lungs. Okay, trace the circle around the N-G. That's our ending blend. And then scoot over. We have L-U. We need to put N-G. Lung. And then scoot over. We need to write the whole word. O-L-U-N-G. N-G. Lung. That's what we breathe with. Okay, number three says end, send, send. It ends with our N-D blend. Will you trace the circle around N-D? And then scoot over. We have S-E. We need N-D, send. Scoot over. We need to write the whole word. S-E-N-D. The blend is N-D. Let's check it. You should have S-E-N-D. All right, let's try number four. This is wind. See the wind? It's blowing all the leaves off the tree. Wind, let's spell it. W-W-I, wind, N. D, let's check it. You should have W-I, Indy. It has the same ending as send. Send and wind. Okay, scoot over. Ooh, look at what it's pointing to. It's a bat, but we're not going to write bat. It's pointing to his teeth, which we call fang. It's pointing to one of his fangs. So we're going to write fang. Ooh, spooky. Ready? F A fang. Where are we going to put ND or NG? Fang. Yep, G. So put an N and a G. Let's check it. For fang, you should have written F A N G. Boys and girls, we did it. You're amazing. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.